This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The centre has extended the export ban on onion till further orders. The decision has been taken to increase domestic availability and to keep the prices of onion under check. Directorate General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, in a notification said that prohibition on export of onions was valid till the 31st of March 2024 and it is extended until further orders. On December last year, the government had banned the export of onions. However, it allowed the export of onions to friendly countries on a case-to-case basis. Foreign portfolio investors have shown a significant resurgence in their investment activity within the Indian equity markets this month, injecting over 38,000 crore rupees, mainly driven by favorable shifts in the global economic scenario and strong domestic macroeconomic outlook. The investment came following a modest investment of 1,539 crore rupees in February and a massive outflow of 25,743 crore rupees in January. With this, foreign portfolio investors, FPI's investment has turned positive to the tune of 13,893 crore rupees in equity so far in 2024 and 55,480 crore rupees in the debt market. In Bihar, the constituent of NDA Alliance, JDU, today released the list of its candidates from all 16 Lok Sabha seats. Most of the nominees are sitting MPs who have again got a chance to contest the Lok Sabha elections. The sitting MPs of Siwan Lok Sabha seat Kavita Singh and Sitamadi parliamentary constituency Sunil Kumar Pintu have been denied tickets by the party high command. In Tamil Nadu, after suing up a seat sharing deal with the BJP, the Amma Makkal Munnetra Kadagam MMMK unveiled its candidates for the 7-phased Lok Sabha elections today. AMMK General Secretary TTV Dinakaran himself will contest the Teni Lok Sabha seat, while Sendil Nathan will be the NDA's pick from Trichy. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur today hit out at the Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann over the deaths of 21 people due to the consumption of spurious liquor. Briefing media in New Delhi, Mr. Thakur said, "The state where so many people lost their lives, the Chief Minister of the state is in Delhi and didn't utter a word about the incident nor initiated an investigation." He said, "To fight for the jailed accused in the excise policy case Manish Sisodia, Sanjay Singh and now Arvind Kejriwal, Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann has reached Delhi. But when 21 people in his constituency died after consuming illicit liquor, his government is protecting liquor traders." Mr. Thakur asked people of the country never approve the sleeping Punjab government and the Delhi government running from jail. In Russia, death toll from the terrorist attack at the Crocus City Hall has climbed to 133. Quoting Russian Investigative Committee, state media TASS reported that search operation is underway and rubble was being removed from the concert hall. Meanwhile, the Russian embassy in India has opened an online book of condolence for people to wish to offer condolences to the families of the victims. The online book would enable people to post healing messages or express support and sympathy for the kin of the dead in the comment section. The Badminton World Federation has announced the draws for the upcoming 2024 Thomas and Uber Cup tournaments in Chengdu, China. Defending champion Indian men's team has been clubbed with tournament's most successful team, Indonesia. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals were 54 for 2 in 6 overs against Lucknow Super Giants at the Sawai Man Singh Indoor Stadium in Jaipur when reports last came in. Earlier, Rajasthan won the toss and opted to bat. In another match later this evening, Gujarat Titans will face Mumbai Indians in Narendra Modi Stadium, Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 4 runs at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Royal Challengers Bengaluru to clash with Punjab Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru tomorrow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.